Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CNC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, I think there's a rebellion coming. I'm not sure the politics of this election year can get any stranger, any uglier, or any more serious. One might even say it's completely out of this world. Each day we cover yet another absurdity or crime perpetrated by Hillary Clinton, or the scandals or the dirt that they dig up on Donald Trump. And the election is now only 6 days away. Billy Graham's daughter came out this morning urging the Christians to vote Donald Trump. While some of the left hang on to their candidate, regardless of the constant barrage or need for further investigations into the Clinton cartel and the DNC. With evidence piling up each hour, it seems this becomes even more ruthless. It's just a ruthless political game where there just might not be any clear winners. We're witnessing a battle between classes, which is so un-American. The battle between media and the masses, we the people. The battle for a constitution or a republic governing a free and independent people, or a more socialized governing, which can only give to the people after it takes from the people. Again, we are only 6 days away from the finality of an election that has been in the news for over a year now. But the truth is, we the people will carry on regardless of the outcome. The only thing we don't know is which battlefield we'll be on. One for rebuilding a republic, or one of revolution against a socialism. I have been living, eating, and breathing politics this last many, many months. And for the past many years, really, I've watched and I've reported on many grievances the people have with government bureaucracy. The taking of land, the economic crisis, wars for profit, manipulation of currencies, manipulation of mankind, forcing health care insurance on everyone, a government so arrogant and powerful in D.C. that they have become the king our founding fathers took down to gain independence. That was just a quick and simplified summary of how things seem to be, at least to me. If I didn't know better, I'd think this mess was straight out of science fiction book. However, the reality of it is scarier than science fiction. Taking a break today from the reality of politics and looking at an alien form of politics, because we need a break and we're trying to pay the bills, one of the most popular guests in the last several months that I have had was Jim Mars. I was hesitant to put him on, and you all just absolutely loved him. And the only reason I was hesitant was because of the politics of today. Jim is an award-winning journalist and New York Times best-selling author. He comes back to CSE Talk Radio maybe because he enjoys hanging out with alien talk show hosts. But we're going to have some fun today comparing the best-selling novel, a science fiction book, that seems to read right out of today's politics. Or maybe I'm stretching the weird. I think our politics is more alien and weird today than this novel, Battlefield Earth by L. Ron Hubbard. We're suggesting today, well, I'm going to mention it, I don't know if Jim is, but we're suggesting today you start Christmas shopping. And with the winter yet in front of us, purchase a good book, Battlefield Earth, and curl up by the fire, and while the winter wind blows, keep warm with this riveting story of suspense, pathos, politics, war, humor, diplomacy, and, oh yeah, it's always the bankers. Intergalactical finance. Yes, I think there's a rebellion coming. We welcome back Jim today to CSC Talk Radio. You made it. You made quite an impact on my listeners the last time you were on, Jim, and I think we're all ready for a break from the politics once again. How are you doing today, my friend?
Well, howdy, Beth Ann, and let me clarify something. It's not that I like to hang out with good alien talk show hosts. I like to hang out with Beth Ann. Okay?
Well, you know, if you say that too many times, I'll have you on weekly.
And I don't know if I might run out of material by then.
Oh, my gosh. You know, they've been kidding me about the politics. What are you going to talk about tomorrow? It's like, I don't know. It's getting so dull, we just might turn it into a recipe show.
Well, I don't know. I don't find it dull. I think this is just amazing. You know, Donald Trump in a speech in Florida said our campaign, meaning his campaign, is a threat to the establishment, existential threat to the establishment. And I think that's exactly what it is, and that's why I have no idea how this thing's going to roll, because there are so many people who have just quietly sat by being good Americans. They don't get out and demonstrate. They don't carry signs. They don't yell and scream.
They're not on talk shows.
But they're not stupid. And they're sitting back and they're looking and they're going, whoa, wait a minute. Okay, on the one hand, we got Donald Trump, who is certainly not the ideal person. I mean, he's a little coarse. He hadn't been coached on how to handle himself in front of the cameras like those career politicians. You know, they have schools they can even go to teach them how to look good on TV.
How to look good and lie easily.
Yeah, and how to read the teleprompter, okay? Just read the script, you know. Well, that's not him. But also, we have a lot of innuendo and accusations, okay? Mm-hmm. None of which has ever been actually proved up to be anything, okay? And, of course, when you get to the kind of business wheeling and dealing that Donald Trump has done, you know, it's very easy to slip over some technicality somewhere, and that means that the New World Order bunch, the controlling bunch, can always, you know, drag you into court for something. I think everybody's beginning to realize that, if somebody wants to drag you into court, you're there. You can't stop it no matter where the truth is.
You know,
and so you got innuendos and accusations on one hand. On the other hand, you've got even the FBI admitting that Hillary Clinton has committed all kinds of crimes, and we know that she is that she's an enabler for her serial rapist husband.
Oh my goodness!
You know, do you remember after the Clintons left the White House, there was a little burst going on there that they had stolen furniture out of the White House and they had to return it. Remember that?
Yes, I do remember that.
She's also a thief. You know, to me, it's just incredible. I don't even understand why there's a contest.
You know, it's absurd what we the people put up with in the political arena, and that's what we're really seeing. You know, all that Donald Trump represents is, believe it or not, this billionaire is representing the everyday American.
Absurd. You're right. This is mimicking science fiction. You mentioned Battlefield Earth. Okay? Let's look at Battlefield Earth. You've got international bankers that loan money to the International Mining Corporation so it can come and strip mine the Earth. And, there's pesky humans here, so they had to hire the Cyclos, this tall, big, huge, hairy, aliens to come down here and act for as security, for the bankers. And, wait a minute. It kind of sounds like international bankers from the arms sale, so they can, and then they trick us into thinking that the big enemy is over in the Middle East somewhere,
We're going into a break, Jim, but, This where it talks here in the, in the book where it deals with wars for money, Where did we hear that before? We're going into a break. We're going to open up the phone lines. We're going to have fun today at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Jim Mars and Beth Ann will be right back. As the holidays and winter approaches, we'll spend more and more time inside. Reading is a great winter pastime. Galaxy Press brings to you A Saga of the Year 3000, Battlefield Earth by L. Ron Hubbard. With all the reality we've dealt with in the last several months, let's leave the realm and enter the world of imagination and science fiction. Battlefield Earth has it all. Suspense, pathos, politics, war, humor, diplomacy, and intergalactical finance. Purchase for yourself or as a gift. Add to your family library. Wait, there's more. Make it a family time. Pop in the audio CDs. The family will listen to the story told with real actors and sound effects. Get the popcorn ready and take the family far away while staying at home. Order the book. Order the audio set. Go to battlefieldearth.com. Before Star Wars, there was Battlefield Earth. In the year 3000, mankind fighting extinction. War came to Earth. battlefieldearth.com. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cedarstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
David Keeston, a patriot and good friend of CSC Talk Radio, has published a small booklet, A Constitutional Plan to Fix America. It says this will take 5 years with a market-based approach. Freedom, liberty, prosperity. David has kindly made these booklets available to Beth Ann so that she can bring them to you. To purchase 1 to 9 booklets, $3 each. To purchase 10 or more, $2 each. Shipping and handling included. Today, our nation faces the most difficult threat in over 200 years. The United States of America's very existence is in great danger. The wholesale destruction of our national currency and the standard of living, which all Americans have come to know, love, and unfortunately take for granted. Let's fix America. In ordering this booklet, you're also helping CSC Talk Radio. America working together to fix America and bring America home. Just $3 each. 10 or more, only $2 each. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
We have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we're visiting today with Jim Mars, and we're talking about Battlefield Earth. We're going to talk about aliens a little bit, but we've been kind of paralleling it with the politics of today. We laugh. It's not funny, but we do have to laugh because we're human, and you have to find humor in something, in everything. Every tragedy has to have some humor. I want to give the website. You can look at this book and order it online at battlefieldearth.com. That's battlefieldearth.com. And my producer and I were talking during the break, and I was giving him a pat on the back because he produced, I wrote it. I wrote the ad, and he produced it with the music behind it. I said he did that without hearing the audiobook, and we were talking about how much we both like audiobooks because we don't have time to sit down and read. And I've been listening to the audiobook for this, and this is something you can share with your family anytime, but I always think about the winter when you're sitting down and you wonder, you can't go outside and do anything unless you have to shovel snow or something like that. But anyway, it's go to battlefieldearth.com and check this out. I think it'll make good Christmas gifts, and I think the book is too big and the CDs are too big to fit in the stocking, but they would be great, great gifts. You know, Jim, we talk about the aliens and we talk about the politics and how strange it has become. So alien from whence we came, you know, but it's something that we've got to deal with. But I really think an escape today is good for my listeners. I know it's good for me. I need to escape. I keep talking about going to the beach, but they don't have too many of those in Missouri.
Is it too cold old anyway, probably. No, you mentioned the audio book. Isn't that incredible?
Oh, my goodness.
This thing runs almost 47 hours, and it's unabridged. It's the book entirely, but it's been done by 67 voice actors from Hollywood, and they're portraying 198 characters with over 150,000 sound effects and a full musical score that's been written especially for the audio. That's just amazing, man. You've heard some of it, so you can verify that this is, I call it a movie for the mind.
You know what I envision, and I'm not that old, but I watch The Waltons. But, you know, the family sitting around the radio, that's kind of what I envision. Just put the audio book in.
I lived that back in the 40s and 50s before we had television. You know, I hate to date myself because, you know, I tell these younger people, I go, yeah, we didn't have television. And they just get like, what? You know, what planet are you from?
Well, I'm no spring chicken, but I didn't live where we all gathered around the radio. We did gather around the television. It was black and white. You know, I'm that old. It was black and white, but
let me tell you. Okay,
go ahead.
Before television, okay, as a kid, what I would do is lay in bed at night with the radio on, and I listened to what later became popular TV shows like Gunsmoke and Tarzan and The Inner Sanctum. Okay, and the thing is, it was incredible because you'd lay there in the dark and you'd hear the people talking, you know, it's like the audio book, you know, it's voice actors reading their script and telling you these stories, and you would lay there in the dark and you would imagine it in your mind. You know, you could just picture them. And I'll never forget on the old radio program of Gunsmoke, you know, Marshall Dillon was always walking down the street, but he wasn't in the mud. He was on those wooden sidewalks, and you could always hear this.
Those cowboy boots clomping, yes.
Yeah, clomping along, you know. And I mean, you just picture it on your mind, and this is what Battlefield Earth audio. Hopefully, maybe that'll bring back a resurgence of interest in the audio level of storytelling.
It is awesome. I've been trying to listen to it. I get a lot of interruptions during the day. I've got it here in the office, and I've been trying to listen to it off and on. And the actors and the sound effects in the background, and it's just an awesome. It's put together in an awesome way. And again, I just think it's a great family time. The book is wonderful if you want to sit down and escape and go to another realm, but it's it's wonderful. But the audio book, I think of the family sitting around. But then there's a lot of people that travel. I've got a lot of truck drivers that listen to CSE Talk Radio.
Oh, it's perfect for a truck driver. You know, hey guys, keep your eye on the road.
But, yes, absolutely.
But keep your mind out in space. And we're actually this isn't space. This is a science fiction story that's set
here.
Here on Earth in the year 3000. So, and in fact, hey, Bethan, have you ever thought about this? If if they keep moving and they get these privately funded space hops, and you're able to catch one, and you go to Mars, you're the alien.
That's right, I am.
There's something to think about.
And those little green people, they'd say, wait, what color is that skin?
That's right. They'd say, wow, you have two eyes.
Where'd she get that nose? What's that stuff on her head? Hair? What is that?
I think I mentioned last time that on the whole premise of Battlefield Earth is based on the fact that Hubbard was there when they launched Voyager 1 and 2, are going to be probes that go outside our solar system. In fact, they're both outside our solar system right now, and as far as I know, still operating and still transmitting information and data back. And on Voyager 2 is a golden disc that has recordings from all around the world, tribal dances and of course classical music, Chopin and Mozart and Beethoven. But what's wild is they also have some blues from Blind Willie Johnson and Chuck Berry playing Johnny B. Goode. And I often wonder, you know, what those aliens are going to think if they're able to decipher that and they pick up Johnny B. Goode.
Well, speaking of Johnny B. Goode, that's the character in Battlefield Earth, Johnny. So
yeah. yeah, that's true. But this is Johnny Good Boy Tyler.
Well, it's almost Johnny Be Good.
And his faithful horse companion, whose name escapes me at the moment. And then Chrissy, of course, his girlfriend. So you got everything. You've already mentioned it. You know, you got a little bit of everything going on here.
Well, and then the battles that they're fighting. You know, we can parallel it to everything that we complain about today in the politics.
Exactly.
I don't know how much you follow, but we've had some land takings and grabbings, and I'm thinking about the mining that is mentioned here, and we've had some of that going on here in the United States. You never dreamed it would happen, but it has been in the last. That's actually been going on for quite a while.
One of the biggest scandals prior to Watergate was the Teapot Dome scandal in 1921. And what was that about? That was about the Secretary of the Interior, I think it's a guy named Ikes, who was selling mining and gas and oil rights to the private oil companies, but this was on public land, okay? And we see the same thing going on today, but it hadn't hit scandal because nobody will report on it. But this is what by the way, did you notice that the Bundys and the Hammonds were all acquitted? By a jury, because I think somehow they sensed or they knew that what's happening here is Teapot Dome all over again. This is the federal officials coming in, especially the Bureau of Land Management, who's the son of Harry Reid, was running, and they come in and they're selling gas and oil and mineral rights, okay, on public lands and pocketing the money. It's nothing but graft and corruption, and it's nothing new. In this case, though, the most worrisome part is, with the approval of Hillary Clinton, a shadowy Canadian company named Uranium One got hold and sold 20% of this country's uranium to Russia. All right, and then it just so happens, I'm sure it's sheer coincidence, that about six top executives of Uranium One collectively contributed about $4.2 million to the Clinton campaign. You know, this is just another example of this pay-for-play,
connecting the dots and follow the money. And yes,
exactly, and here we go. Sounds like a science fiction book, but it's real.
If reality can be pretty scary, I'm going to tell you.
The
families that are living it, you know, and then
off their land, you know, because they got to save the wild desert titmouse or something, you know, who knows? Just they come up with anything. So, in fact, it's pretty disconcerting when you realize that west of the Rockies, all those states, including California, the vast majority of land in all those states now belong to the federal government. Well, where in the Constitution did it ever say the federal government is supposed to own all the property?
I think it's the opposite.
I tend to think so.
That's another one of the battlefields we have here on Earth. We're going
that's
into
right.
a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. You can visit with Jim Mars and Beth Ann. And we're talking about battlefield Earth. Let's escape the politics. I don't think we can, Jim, but let's escape the politics of today and enter another realm, another battle, battlefieldearth.com. That's battlefieldearth.com. Give us a call at 877-895-5410, and Jim and Beth Ann will be right back.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAP? Gupta, why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House. Only $13.99.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights. All packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting today with Jim Mars, and we're talking about things that are stranger than fiction, and the politics has certainly been that way. So I'm going to ask the listeners to give us a call if you've got something that you want to share that's kind of been strange in your life. You know, I even have, I've had people that, and I know that you talk about this quite a bit on air, when you think you see something in the sky and you kind of wonder, and we think about aliens, we think about life on other planets, and think about the things that that we don't know, the science fiction, the science, the Wi-Fi of the world, you know, and we think about those. I saw a falling star the other day, and, you know, that always brings, I don't know, it always brings this curiosity up into my brain. You know, I love to watch the stars and see what's going on, but I was just coming home, the sky was just as clear as it could be, and there it was, just right down in front, and it was just gorgeous. I like that. But anyway, I'm going to open up the lines. I have been 877-895-5410. We got in a story you can tell quick, short. Stranger Than Fiction. BattlefieldEarth.com, that's where you get the book. You can also order the audio, And then there is an e-book, and I think you have to get that on Amazon.com. So, BattlefieldEarth.com. Let's continue our conversation. We were talking about some of the things that have been going on the last 15, 20 years and how we're fighting this, and you know, constitutionally. And, you know, I've been telling my listeners and, you know, Battlefield Earth, they've come to Earth and they're taking over. They tried to wipe out mankind. They didn't quite get them all wiped out. And now there's a battle. There's one young man that has had enough and he's going to rebel. And you know, it's not so strange. It may be fiction, but it's not so strange because we know that happened right here on our land one day. And that's why we are considered a free and independent nation. But we've kind of gotten lazy and slunked off, and we've allowed the politicians to have careers in that job. And they're taking care of their careers and not taking care of we the people. So we've seen a lot of things that have happened that are unconstitutional. We've seen a lot of our brothers and sisters suffer, like those out west with the Bundys and the Hammonds and the Hage. I don't know if you knew about Wayne Hage or not. That happened a long time ago, and they're still fighting that battle. And that was, again, instead of BLM, that was the U.S. Forest Service that took his cattle. And, again, it was the same thing. It was over land.
Well, hey, Bethann, here's how bad it's gotten. After the juries found the Hammonds and the Bundys not guilty, okay, about all these crimes they were trying, like, you know, trespassing on federal land and all these terrible crimes they were accused of, you know, they wouldn't let them go. No. The federal marshal showed up and said, "We're taking them back to Arizona, and they're going to have to stand trial down there, apparently for pretty much the same thing." Their lawyer says, wait a minute, you can't do this. They were found not guilty. You know, do you have a warrant? Where's the paperwork you had for taking them into custody? And they grabbed the lawyer. They got in a shouting match, and they grabbed the lawyer. About six federal marshals jumped on him and then tased him.
Yes.
Okay, their lawyer in the United States of America,
yes,
who was representing people who had just been found not guilty by a jury of their peers.
And the people
it's getting scary.
It is. And the people in that community, they need to go after their county sheriff.
Yeah, they do.
Because he's the one that should have stopped this from the get-go.
Exactly.
And he
and
didn't do
folks
it.
Folks out there, you need to start making contact with your sheriff. Historically, legally, your sheriff is the highest law enforcement official in your area, and you need to start making contact with them, and you need they need to stand up to this federal tyranny. Of course, we've been conditioned now for years, going back to Ephraim Zimlis Jr. and the FBI show or whatever, all the way to, if the feds say this is it, that's just the way it's got to be. Well, folks, it doesn't have to be that way. We have a Constitution and a Bill of Rights, right? And another thing that's really interesting that you mentioned in Battlefield Earth is that, Johnny Good Boy Tyler, I think, okay? one young man, and he starts the whole revolt against the alien occupation. Okay, well, that's science fiction. But folks, look back through history, and you'll find that the good of the people has never been accomplished by a committee or a mob. Okay, it's always one individual. Do you know when Hitler joined the little German Workers' Party, which he then transformed into the National Socialist German Workers' Party, there was only 9 members, 9 people, and meeting in a bar, okay? And here he comes, and pretty soon he takes control, and then, you know, the rest is history, as they say. And it's just one guy. Go all through history. Alexander the Great, the bad people, Mayo, you know, and the good people, Jesus, Gandhi. You know, these are one individuals, and they start whole huge movements. So don't tell me, well, I'm just one person. What can I do? One person can do it all. And I exhort everybody out there to go try to just do whatever you can do to make America the great nation of freedom that it once was.
You know, my concern is people have forgotten what freedom and independence is. And in the beginning of Battlefield Earth, they're going back through some history. And they mention some of the history, and I won't give that away, of mankind here on Earth. And You know, when
to
we
say
talk,
it was pretty forward-looking, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, absolutely. And we're talking about the year 3000 in this book. And
that's a long time.
That's a long time. You know, it's getting closer and closer. I remember the song when I was in high school in the year 2525.
Yeah, right.
And it's getting closer and closer. But, you know, with the battle that we had here, the revolution we had here for freedom and independence, and then in Battlefield Earth, what they're doing again, rising up. And you said it takes one person, and I'm always telling my listeners, you've got to make some noise. That old saying, the squeaky wheel gets the grease,
yeah.
They're not afraid of Donald Trump. They're afraid of those 20,000 people that are showing up to his rallies. That's what
right.
they're really afraid of. We're the
That's
ones
right.
with the power. And, you know, we're kind of like, I equated this with, we're kind of like Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz. She didn't know she had the power, and she had it all along.
That's right.
And that's exactly where
we
are.
Well, and that's what this country was set up for. And this is why so many people around the world, particularly in the higher level circles, okay, they detest the United States of America. Why? Because, number one, we have a history and a tradition of individual freedom and liberty. And number two, we have the legal foundation for that individual freedom and liberty. It's called the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, okay? And three, we got guns. And boy, they don't like that a bit. And let me tell you something, folks. There's a lot of talk going around about how that the United Nations is going to come and take our guns away. And then, of course, the go-alongers and the fellow travelers of the New World Order go, that's just talking points. And they're just expressing their desires. That's not really going to happen. Well, listen, I've seen the letters. They have whole committees working within the United Nations trying to figure out ways how they can come and physically take our guns away.
It's kind of hard to take a gun away from some of those good old boys, those Johnny B.
Goode. I'll tell you what, they're going to have a problem in Texas. I know that. Well, think about it. Think about it. You know, I was reading somewhere that, like, Wisconsin or someplace like that, they've got, like, 600,000 hunting licenses out there. Okay, now, that's in Wisconsin. Now, Texas, I bet you got like a million hunting licenses, you know?
And that means
there's at least a million people with a gun. And if you know anybody who is into hunting or shooting or, you know, they don't have just one gun.
And they know how to shoot.
Kind of
like those colonists that knew how to shoot a squirrel, and the Brits, they couldn't figure out, hey, they're hitting what they're shooting. That's not what.
I know. The British tactics was just a mass everybody together and fire in one direction. You know?
And then knock them down and then come stab them. We're going into a break. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're talking, believe it or not, we're talking about politics, but we're talking about a book, a novel, Battlefield Earth. You can buy this, and it's a great book, battlefieldearth.com, and it's also on audio. I'm running out of time here going into this break. 877-895-5410. And Jim and Beth Ann will be right back. Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity. As the holidays and winter approaches, we'll spend more and more time inside. Reading is a great winter pastime. Galaxy Press brings to you a saga of the year 3000, Battlefield Earth by L. Ron Hubbard. With all the reality we've dealt with in the last several months, let's leave the realm and enter the world of imagination and science fiction. Battlefield Earth has it all. Suspense, pathos, politics, war, humor, diplomacy, and intergalactical finance. Purchase for yourself or as a gift. Add to your family library. Wait, there's more. Make it a family time. Pop in the audio CDs. The family will listen to the story told with real actors and sound effects. Get the popcorn ready and take the family far away while staying at home. Order the book. Order the audio set. Go to battlefieldearth.com. Before Star Wars, there was Battlefield Earth. In the year 3000, mankind fighting extinction. War came to Earth. battlefieldearth.com.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
DJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We've been having a lot of fun today. I've been visiting with Jim Mars. We're talking about a science fiction novel by L. Ron Hubbard, and we've been talking about the BattlefieldEarth.com. The book is called BattlefieldEarth.com. It's a saga of the year 3000, and there are aliens involved. There's a revolution involved. There's humor. There's just a little bit about everything. I really, you know, the intergalactical banks, because we know the bankers are kind of pulling the strings here on Earth now, not just in the United States. But those world bankers, they've kind of got their finger into everything and manipulate the currency, manipulate the economies, and so I thought it was kind of neat that the book also deals with the bankers and rebel. They've got to have a little rebellion. You got to have a hero, and there's a little bit of love, a little bit of humor. A little bit of everything in this Battlefield Earth. It is science fiction, but unfortunately it parallels too close to what we're seeing today in the politics.
That's exactly right. Excuse me, I had a coughing fit there. You know, this idea of the bankers are trying to behind everything is actually pretty well supported. There was a study in 2011 by the Swiss Institute of Technology, and they studied something like 48,000 international corporations and found out that they can be devolved down into only about 1,400. 1,400 are actually controlled by about 147 companies, and that are basically controlled by 20 banks. Now, that is incredible centralized financial control on this planet.
Absolutely. And, you know, the U.S. was taken over, what, 103 years ago now? I'm trying to think what, yes, I think that's what it was. Anyway, when our illustrious Congress of that day decided to turn everything over to a Federal Reserve.
Yes, exactly. That was in 1913. And they rammed it through on a Christmas Eve when most of the Congress is at home for the holidays. And the whole thing was a subterfuge. In fact, it was called by any one of the initiators of the Federal Reserve a conspiracy. Oh, whoa, I thought we weren't supposed to have any conspiracies. But one of these guys that went to Jekyll Island and helped create the Federal Reserve, in fact, said he felt like he was a conspirator, because he was. Okay, and that's when we totally left the Constitution. The Constitution clearly states, and when I love this, you're going to love this, Beth Ann. I'm reading this thing the other day, and it started talking about the Constitution, and they said, the ambiguous Constitution of the United States. The ambiguous? Okay, wait a minute. The Constitution clearly states only Congress has the power to declare war. Okay? The Constitution states only Congress has the power to coin and regulate money based on gold and silver. The Second Amendment, of course, says the right of the people to bear arms shall not be abridged. Where's the ambiguity in that? I don't see it. I mean, it says what it says.
You know, in Battlefield Earth, I think it's pretty obvious who their enemy is. And,
yes.
You know, so the science fiction is a little clearer about who your enemy is, and I think we're figuring that out now. And it's not just one person, you know, when we're talking about that here in the United States. But I think people are starting to open up and see that, yes, there's been a conspiracy, but right now it's pretty blatant and out in front of you. I mean, it's in the black and white. All you got to do is read Agenda 21. You can, you know, the left media, they want to tell you these WikiLeaks aren't real, that they're just made up, but they're not. And
well, I haven't even heard anybody declaring, you know,
they
what
don't
they're doing
them,
is trying
do
to throw it off. They're trying to throw it off by saying, oh, that's Russia. Oh, that's Russia that's actually behind these WikiLeaks, blah, blah, blah. Well, wait a minute. Let's think about this. Nobody's ever said they're not real. All right? Nobody, and not that I know of, with any credibility. So, you know, what the heck? Who cares if it comes from Russia or Tasmania or Lithuania or, you know, the left, the right, or whatever. If those WikiLeaks memos that have been released are true. And like I said, I haven't heard anybody of any credibility say they're not true.
Yeah, they're not contesting them.
They're just trying to blame it on Russia. Well, I don't care who it is. If they're true, this shows that there's some intense corruption and bad stuff going on at the upper levels of our so-called government. And you know what? Even in Battlefield Earth, the idea seems to be that you have to have a version of slavery, you know, and you have to have war as an alternative for money gathering. Okay. Basically.
We're going to go to the phones. We've got some calls coming in here at the last minute, Jim. Hang on. We've got Leo from Missouri. Leo, how are you today?
Good morning. Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. You're going to have to be quick. You called in the last segment of the show.
Oh, yeah. This won't take very long. That book is awesome, and it's a very good book, but don't ever watch the movie John Travolta came out with. It really, really butchers it. It is terrible. It don't even cover any of the plot points.
You know, I had a son that's kind of into this, and he said the movie wasn't good, but he thought that the book was. And we have the audio is awesome. So the audio book is awesome, and it must have really outshined the movie. So I appreciate it.
Hey, Leo, you know the
plot point.
Hang on, Leo.
Hey, Leo, I think the reason the movie was so bad is that they really didn't follow the book. And how many times have you read a really good book and then watched the movie and said, wow, they didn't, that's two different things.
Oh, serious disappointment.
Yeah, I understand.
Well, get the audio book. You won't be disappointed.
Yeah, get the audiobook, then you can picture it just for yourself.
Oh, I've read the book. It's very, very good.
Okay. Appreciate it, Leo. Thanks for your endorsement on that. BattlefieldEarth.com is where you go to purchase that. It's BattlefieldEarth.com. Make a great Christmas book. Make a Christmas gift. We'll make a great winter getaway for you. Just sit and read the book. Or if, you know, next summer, if you want to lay on the beach and read it, you can do that too. But right now we're heading into winter, so that's what the way I'm going with that. We're just about out of time. The callers have started calling, and they waited till the last minute because they were having so much fun listening to you, Jim. But we want to promote this. It's L. Ron Hubbard's book, Battlefield Earth, and it's a saga that takes place in the year 3000. And it's about rebellion, it's about a takeover, it's about mankind coming back and trying to restore itself. It was almost extinct. Battlefieldearth.com, that's battlefieldearth.com. Get the book, get the audio book. It'll make great gifts, it'll make a great winter getaway for you, whether you're reading it or listening to it. If you're a truck driver, you might want to listen to it. Jim, I appreciate so much you being on the air with me today. We managed to bring this in with the politics of today and some of the battles we're fighting right here on Earth now. So I appreciate
it. That's right. We're still looking for intelligent life on the planet Earth.
I love that bumper sticker. There's no intelligent life form here. Beam me up, Scotty. Thank you so much, Jim. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Beth Ann.
Take care of Texas down there, okay?
Oh, we're doing good.
Good.
We already got the bumper stickers out. It says, if Hillary's in, Texas is out.
There you go. Got to join the Houstons down there. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. You've been listening to CSC Talk Radio. We've been talking about BattlefieldEarth.com. We'll get back to the politics tomorrow. I'll have Mindy from the Cavalry Group on with me tomorrow. You know, we're still battling over property rights, and that's what we're going to discuss tomorrow. And it's going to take us all to bring America home.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.